We're talking with the new head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Scott Bostwick. And first of all, Scott, congratulations on receiving the position of head coach at Northwest Missouri State.
Thank you, John. I'm still swimming a little bit, but very, very, very excited about the challenge ahead.
Talk a little bit about what this means to you, being a part of the Bearcat program, really since Coach Mel Churchma came in as defensive coordinator back 17 years ago and now becoming the head coach of the Bearcat football program.
Well, for one thing, the status of Bearcat football is a little different than it was 17 years ago. But through the years, you know, I've had opportunities and that came up as head coach and as assistants at higher level, and I've always just kept telling myself, if I'm going to be a head coach, this is where I want to be. I want to be a head coach at Northwest Missouri State, and I always kept coming back to that, and the idea of picking up my family and moving them just didn't feel right. And naturally, being with Mel all this time has had a lot to do with that decision as well, I knew eventually this was going to happen. He played a pretty good game of poker, actually. We really didn't know it up until the morning a few days ago that he announced it. That he didn't say, hey, this is what I think I'm going to do. It just happened. So it's been sort of a whirlwind since he made that announcement to the staff.
Now, one of the things you talked about, being a part of this community for 17 years, does that mean a little bit more to you, even just the fact that you've been a member of the Maryville community, the Northwest family as well, to be able to have this chance to be head coach?
Absolutely. At Coach's retirement, he mentioned DePaul, and he was so right, and I'm so proud to represent, the football program at Northwest. Faculty, alumni, past players. It means a lot to me, and I'm just excited. We're not going to change much. We're going to try to keep things as close to the things that we've done in the past. I can't be Mel Churchman. I've got to be Scott Bostwick. But hopefully, the results will continue.
Now, the announcement came out last night that the Board of Regents had approved the hiring of you as head coach. And now let's just talk a bit about the next steps that you have as far as getting your program off and running here.
Well, the biggest step, John, is completing the staff first. The first guy I have to replace is Will Wagner, who's leaving to go to Angelo State as their new head football coach, which we're all very excited for Will and Andrea. What an awesome opportunity for them. And I have replaced Will with Kim Gordon. So I'm sort of keeping the tradition of hiring old Bearcats. Kim played for us. Kim was a grad assistant for me. And I am just tickled to death that he's agreed to come back and be a Bearcat again. He and his family will be here shortly. And then I have hired Joel Osbert to coach the receivers on the offensive end. With Mel leaving, and I myself will coach the linebackers on defense, and Rich Wright will be the new defensive coordinator. And so quite a bit of changes there. Adam Dorrell will stay as offensive coordinator, and I've given him Will's assistant head coach title. So a lot of changes there.
Some changes there, but yet it seems like a lot of continuity as well as you bring in guys that are familiar with what Northwest football has been all about.
Well, the first thing, John, what I felt coming in was I wanted as little as change as possible. And I've tried to do Dr. Jasinski and Ren Baker. That was our first challenge, was to keep as many coaches here through this process, and so far we've done a pretty good job of that, because we want as little as change as possible. There's enough change at the top, but if we can keep the offense and the defense and the special teams all very similar, I think our kids will adjust very well to this transition.
And I guess when you talk about transition now, I guess you transition into recruiting as well and try to get things rolling on the recruiting side of things.
Yeah, you know, the last 5 years, we've been behind it, you know, by playing so late, and we played pretty late again this last year. So that is, you know, we just have not been able to see the kids. We got caught up on film evaluation. Now we're trying to go and see the kids that we're going to try to trip. And we're getting there. We've been out quite a bit the last week. And matter of fact, there was five of us on the road yesterday. So we're out trying to see those kids, get those visits lined up. And then mid-January, we'll start bringing kids onto campus through signing date to February 2nd.
What do you see as some of the most immediate needs that you have right now?
You know, John, the number one need is just find the best players out there. Don't worry about the position that they're playing. Let's just find the best players, the best student-athletes that will fit into this program to make us better with the high school kids. And there are some transfers that we have tried to recruit a little bit, a little different, because we had such a big senior class. We'd like to keep the balance a little better, so we might recruit a couple more transfers this year than we normally have, but not many. We're still going to stay with our philosophy of recruiting high school kids and trying to redshirt them and build them through the program.
Well, it's an exciting time for you to become a head coach at Northwest Missouri State, and I guess the patience that you've had and the perseverance to know that perhaps this could be an opportunity for you really has come through here after so many years as defensive coordinator. Now you have the chance to become the head coach here.
You know, the probably the neatest thing, John, is just been the response of all the other coaches. They've been so supportive. And it's been awesome. You know, they're just like, let's go to work, let's go. And they're excited about the challenge. All of us, you know, have a little challenge ahead of us, you know, because we all love Mel, everybody in this community. I mean, what a great person he's been for our football program, our community, throughout the nation. And, you know, we are challenged to let nothing slip. We will work and work and work to keep to uphold that tradition that we've been a big part of, and now I'm going to just have a little bigger part of what Bearcat football is about.
But when you think about the coaching staff that came in with Coach Churchman back in 1994, the core group of coaches there, all of them have gone on to further success. You look at the guys you started out with, and you've all become head coaches.
Yeah, Mel mentioned that the other day before his press conference, and you know, it is pretty amazing. And, you know, I think that's a tribute that goes back to Coach Churchma. And it's a tribute to this program. It really is all the people that have left, other than John, and John Gustafson's the head coach of a program in his own with the Mora program here on campus. It's pretty amazing. It is a tribute to Bearcat football.
Yeah, Scott, again, thanks a lot for taking time out of your morning this morning to talk with us. And, again, congratulations becoming the head coach at Northwest Missouri State.
Thank you, John. And, again, just thanks to everybody that had anything to do with this process. And, we're just excited about the challenge ahead.
Again, that's the new head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Scott Boswick. I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.